I've found you on this such a joyous day. I tell you, it was me who killed him, but the truth I'll never have to say. Buenos tardes, amigo. Hola, my good friend. Cinco de Mayo on Tuesday, and I hoped we'd see each other again. Yes, I hoped we'd see each other again. I hoped we'd see each other again.
Ween, right here on Radio Valencia. Gene and Dean, Buenos Tardes Amigo, from their release Chocolate and Cheese. You'll never forget the cover of that one. I know, it's true. What a song. What a band. I mean, even throughout that record, like, every song sounds different, because that's Ween. Like, you don't know what the hell they're going to do. They're so entertaining. They're never boring. I don't play them enough on my show. Caius, just before that, I took that off of, is that their third record? I think it was. I think that one was her third one. Welcome to Sky Valley. We heard Supa Scoopa and Mighty Scoop. Just before that, Fu Manchu off of their debut, No One Rides for Free. We heard Ojo Rojo. A little bit of 1994 Timeline. I'll play a little bit more of that later. Telly Savalas died. Isn't that crazy? Nancy Kerrigan got hit by a club. Yeah, it's crazy. Stoner Witch and their Melvins off of Stoner Witch Anyway Revolve. John Hell is my name. It's my 14th annual. It's where I choose 1 year and I just stick with it for 2 hours. We're 1 hour into the show. And, it's funny. There used to be a radio station here in the Bay Area that once was good, and then I couldn't wait for it to disappear because it sucks so bad. And that was KFOG. And they used to do the 10 at 10 with Dave Morey. 10 songs from 1 year, like, you know, in the mornings he would do. And it was fun. He would do it. It's just, it became so freaking redundant. And he was playing the hits all the time. He would rarely ever take a deep dive into anything. So I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to dive into these records and play things maybe you didn't know the artist played, or maybe you didn't even know about the artist. Isn't that entertaining? Aren't you excited that you know now that what my method to my madness is? I know. I thought you'd be really excited about that. And I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for taking the risk. Pink Floyd came out with, isn't this their last one? The Division Bell? Their last studio record? I think it was, because High Hopes came off of that record. That one came out in 1994. Primal Screams, Give Out But Don't Give Up. Came out Infectious Grooves with Groove Family Psycho. The Guar's This Toilet Earth came out that year. Fish's Hoist. The Offspring Smash. That was massive. I think it's the best-selling record of their history, right? Of the Offspring. It was their third record, man. Hole, Live Through This. No, I'm not going to play any Hole tonight. Damn it, stop already. Pulp, His and Hers. Superchunks, Foolish. Gastro Del Sol's Crooked, Cracked, or Fly came out that year. Reba McEntire's Read My Mind came out that year. Her 19th record. Now, Grace, Randy Travis's This Is Me came out that year. That was his 9th one, one of his biggest selling records of all time. The band Live, their record Throwing Copper came out that year. I was noticing what Neil Young record came out there. We'll figure it out. G Love and the Special Sauce, self-titled. debut came out. I actually remember seeing him in 94 at the Great American Music Hall for that tour. Weezer's debut, self-titled, came out that year. That became also their probably their biggest selling record they ever did. Oingo Boingo's Boingo, which I believe is their eighth and final record, came out that year. We got David Byrne's self-titled solo LP. It's his fourth record, but still. A band that you can't see on the radio, Anal Cunt. Their record, Everyone Should Be Killed, came out that year. Heavy D and the Boys. Crazy Times. Napalm Death's Fear, Emptiness, Despair. I got so many records. Okay, well, we're going to get back to it now. Here's a band that I just go nuts for, Reverend Horton Heat. And I think this is his third full-length, Liquor in the Front. And Dag Nabbit, we're going to do it right now. Baddest of the Bad. Right here, right now, Radio Valencia.
Donkeys from an old blind man sat saddled up and rode to town. Tied our donkeys to an ironwood tree. By the street where children play. We walked in the first place we could see. Serving cold beer in the shade.
Thank you. painful place to live. Frost on the limbs of a cherry tree. This cold, cold wind is buried. Swing, pendulum, swing slow. Got no time to call mine. No, my Lord, don't you bother me. I'm as tired as a man.
I wasn't even going to interrupt that, like, come in right now, but that song is so damn moving. Mark Lanegan, right here on Radio Valencia. Pendulum, from his 1994 release, Whiskey for the Holy Ghost. It's just absolutely stunningly beautiful. That whole record is great. I know if Michael M is still with us, he would definitely applaud that song being played. And Lanegan not only is singing that, but he's playing the guitars on that. And his buddy Mike Johnson is playing practically everything else except on drums on that record. They had everybody from Dan Peters of Mudhoney to Jay Maskus on drums, of course, of Dinosaur Jr. fame. Tad Doyle of the band Tad, kind of remarkable. And Mark Pickerell, who also was the drummer of Screaming Trees. Lots of different, you know, four different amazing drummers on that record, Whiskey for the Holy Ghost. Just before that, we heard music there from Robert Earl King. Keen, K-E-E-N, by the way. Robert Earl Keen Jr., title track from his 94 record, Gringo Honeymoon. I'm a huge fan of that guy. And come next month, there's another song off that record I love to play every December. Stick around. Reverend Horton Heat, off of his third release, Liquor in the Front, we heard Baddest of the Bad. John Hell is my name. It's my 14th annual. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight, everybody. I appreciate you. I appreciate the comments coming my way. And yeah, I know other things happened that year. Should I jump back to the timeline? All right, we'll do a little timeline action from 1994, and then we're going to get back to some music. I have some Sonic Youth ready to go after this, off Experimental Jet Set Trash and No Star. Not easy for them to follow up, you know, records like Goo and Daydream Nation, but we're going to hear Bull and the Heather in just a little bit. Stay tuned.
Later on February 12th, the 1994 Winter Olympic Games held its opening ceremony in Lillehammer, Norway. A record 67 nations competed in the games, including former Soviet republics like Armenia, Georgia, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, and Uzbekistan. It was also the first time since 1912 that Russia competed as an independent country, and the first Winter Games that ever included Israeli athletes. On February 20th, Pope John Paul II added fuel to the debate over gay marriage when he described them as a serious threat to the future of the family and society, and declared that they should not be recognized and ratified as a marriage. The Pope's comments came weeks after the European Parliament indicated support for gay marriages and for the right of gay people to adopt children. The comments were featured in a letter the Pope addressed to all Catholics, which also addressed his views on divorce, contraception, and abortion. In late February, comedian Bill Hicks died from pancreatic cancer. Hicks, whose career was on the rise, had an HBO special, several live album releases, and he made his mark in 1991 at the Edinburgh Festival, where he won the Critics Award. He was also a hero in the UK. Rock band Tool even used Hicks as an opener. Hicks would joke about how any performance might be his last, unbeknownst to his audience, who had no idea that the comedian was actually sick. Hicks was only 32. Moving into March, on the 1st, Beck released his third studio album entitled Mellow Gold. Sales were powered by the hit single Loser, which sampled the song I Walk on Gilded Splinters by Johnny Jenkins. Beck himself thought the song was mediocre, but became one of the biggest hits of the year. Oh, the 90s, so quirky. 3 days later, the world lost a comedy great when actor John Candy died while he was in New Mexico filming the comedy Wagons East. Born in Canada, Candy was part of the second city, Toronto, where he worked alongside Harold Ramis and Eugene Levy. Candy later made the jump to movies, playing supporting comic roles in films like The Blues Brothers, Stripes, and Splash, and eventually starring in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and Uncle Buck. On March 7th, the Supreme Court of the United States handed a major legal victory to rap group 2 Live Crew and other producers of parody materials. The group had composed a song called Pretty Woman, which was intended as a parody of Roy Orbison's 1964 hit, Oh Pretty Woman, despite being denied a license by the song's copyright holder. The company later sued the rappers, but in a unanimous ruling, the Supreme Court found that a copyright holder's right to stop others from poking fun at their work is not absolute. The next day, industrial rockers Nine Inch Nails released their second studio album, The Downward Spiral. Produced by Mark Flood Ellis along with Trent Reznor, the album was much darker and heavier than the band's previous collection, Pretty Hate Machine. The album, which contains now classic songs like Hurt, Closer to God, and March of the Pigs, sold over 5 million copies worldwide and has since been certified quadruple platinum in the U.S. Heading into April, while wearing the number 45, basketball icon Michael Jordan took the unusual move by stepping into a batter's box at Hoover Met Stadium, playing for the AA minor league team, the Birmingham Barons. Jordan, who had retired from the NBA the previous year, popped out in his first at-bat and went 0-for-3 for the game. We'll see in the coming year how Jordan's baseball career panned out. The next day, on April 5th, the music world was stunned when Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain took his own life at his home in Seattle, Washington. The musician was discovered by an electrician who had been hired to install a home security system. Cobain, who wrote hits like Smells Like Teen Spirit, Come As You Are, and All Apologies, had been hospitalized just a month before after taking a near-fatal mix of champagne and Rohypnol. Cobain's final note quoted Neil Young, saying, "It's better to burn out than to fade away."
thousand tears, my lady of the various sorrows. Some begged, some borrowed, some stolen, some kept safe tomorrow. On an endless night, silver stars spangled, the bells from the chapel went jingle, like I love you. Beside her, yet I seemed so obsolete and small. I found God and all his devils inside her. In my bed she cast the blizzard out. Mock sun blazed upon her head. So completely filled with light she was, a shadow framed and hairy and mad. Our love lines grew hopelessly tangled, and the bells from the chapel went. Devotion. She had a mind full of tyranny and terror. Well, I try, I do, I really try, but I just err, baby, I do err. So come and find me, my darling one. I'm down the grounds, the very dregs. Here she comes, blocking the sun, blood running down the inside of her legs. The moon in the sky is a battered and mangled, and the bells in the chapel go jingle, jangle, jingle, jangle, jingle, jangle, jingle, jingle. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Like I love you. Their end. I knew before I met her that I would lose her. I swear I made every effort to be good to her. I made every effort not to abuse her. Crazy bracelets on her wrists and her ankles, and the bells in the chapel go jingle.
Take it down. Nick Cave of the Bad Seeds, off of Let Love In. Do You Love Me? Right here on Radio Valencia. My name's John Hell. I just need a little bit of love. What a set that was. That was great. Fuel My Fire from L7 just before that, off of the Hungry for Stink LP. I think that was at their fourth release. I think so. Meat Puppets in there off of Too High to Die. They didn't realize that was also the name of a Ramones record. Violet Eyes, the track. Sonic Youth started off the set with Bull and the Heather off of Experimental Jet Set Trash and No Star. All from 1994. Why? Because it's my 14th annual. That's right. Every November I choose 1 year to focus on. And tonight it's 1994. Wow. You know, you can go to my blog that's called Hellfire. Just type in John Hell, Hellfire. You'll find it. Don't click on any of the Elton John links, okay? Or you could just type in Hell's Kitchen Radio, all one word, hellskitchenradio.blogspot.com, and you'll get all the links. And when I post this one, what I'll do is I'm going to post, like on the post, I'll have the links to all the previous annuals. If you go to my blog and there's a search bar in there, you can just put in annual and it'll pull them up. You can like find the 13th. And I do it every year. And I put the links of all the previous ones. So you can go take a look at what I've done. And I did 1992 last year. And, you know, it's been... So a couple of 90s in a row. I think now I might be ready to like maybe get out of the 90s a year from now. Why do I have to wait for a year? I don't know. Because I have to, I guess. Sort of, I guess. I did 92. But the year before that, I did like 68. And before that, 78. Then 80. So, you know, I don't know. I have a year to figure this out. As, you know, who knows where we'll be in... Who knows where we're all going to be in a year? Huh? Not going to get political. I only have 20 minutes left till DJ Doug and Little Hiss Muffet come in for Beyond All Limits. So stick around for them. I'm having a lot of fun. Thanks for your comments tonight on the Chatterbox there, on my Insta Groove, and on my Messen Gap. And that's been really delightful. Let's get back to the music right now, shall we? The Beatles, that's right. They actually released a record. The three surviving Beatles took a John Lennon demo, and they said, hey, let's put music to it and release it and make more money. And they did, and it's called Free as a Bird. And we're going to hear it right now. That's right. The Beatles came out with a song in 1994. Coming up right now, Free as a Bird, Radio Valencia.
that we once knew always made me feel so free.
It's a chopper, baby.
Zed.
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.
Mid-30s, tall, maybe 6 feet. I saw him in the Guatemalan clothing place. He was thin and hungry. They sold jewelry there, too. I noticed some bracelets with Sanskrit writing on them. I think the woman behind the counter looked like she was Indian, not American Indian, Indian Indian. She had a weird smile on her face as I walked in. I was looking at the bracelets. He said he was looking for work. He said, I applied for work as a dishwasher, as a dishwasher, as a dishwasher, as a dishwasher over at the hotel. I'll find out tomorrow. But if they don't, there's 6 other places looking for dishwashers. She's smiling at him, and I'm realizing now, hours later, she didn't know him. He He says see ya and leaves, and I'm still looking at stuff. She looks real nervous. She's not Indian, too light-skinned. Maybe, I don't know, but she didn't speak English very well. So he says see ya, and I'm looking at stuff, and I'm realizing now, hours later, she didn't know him. She was just going along with him, and he obviously wasn't a customer either, because he said he was looking for work. He applied for work as a dishwasher. They don't make a lot of money. Something was going on. He was desperate. Maybe he went in there to try to sell something, but no, I think he was trying to distract her so he could maybe take something. Desperate. I mean, he obviously wasn't a customer, but I didn't figure it out till later after the movie. I'm walking back and I'm playing the movie back in my head, and I'm playing the scene back in my head in the store. He looked late 30s, maybe mid 30s, maybe 6 feet in the Guatemalan clothing place. They sold bracelets with Sanskrit writing on them. The woman behind the counter looked light-skinned. She didn't speak English very well. I should have done something. I should have realized. I should have paid attention. I should have been awake. He told her he was looking for work as a dishwasher. As a dishwasher. As a dishwasher. I didn't really get a good look at him. Looked like a dishwasher. I believed him, but now I think he was lying. I think he took something. She seemed real nervous. I should have done something. I didn't know. I wish I had done something. I didn't know. Is she all right? Do you think he... Did she identify him? If she's dead now, how did you get my name? I don't know any dishwashers. No, I never was in Vietnam. She definitely wasn't Vietnamese. Is she dead? Do you think he... He looked late 30s. I think he stole something. Do you think he killed her? He looked late 30s, maybe mid 30s, tall, maybe 6 feet. I saw him in the Guatemalan clothing place. He was thin and hungry. They sold jewelry there too. I noticed some bracelets with Sanskrit writing on them. I think the woman behind the counter looked like she was Indian, not American Indian, Indian Indian. She had a weird smile on her face as I walked in. I was looking at the bracelets. He said he was looking for work. He said, I applied for work as a dishwasher. As a dishwasher.
Yes, King Missile, right here on Radio Valencia. Isn't that nice? Off their self-titled LP, but it's, I think, their fourth LP with The Dishwasher. Just before that, something else off the Pulp Fiction soundtrack, Zed's Dead Baby, and Bullwinkle Part 2 from the Centurions. Started off the set there with the Beatles, Free as a Bird, taking advantage of a John Lennon demo take and them all putting their own stuff on it, but Paul and George both singing on that track. And all of them performing instrumentally. John Hell is my name. Just about out of here. Stay tuned there for Beyond All Limits with DJ Doug. Sounds like a little hiss muffet is home and staying warm. So it'll be Doug in our very cold studio. Isn't that nice? John Hell is my name. I'll be back next week. Thanks so much for tuning in to my 14th annual. It's all been about 1994. Take a look at the post when I have it up at the Radio Valencia podcast page or my own blog, Hellfire. HellsKitchenRadio.blogspot.com. HellsKitchenRadio.blogspot.com. I've a ton of music I never got to because it always happens. Next week I might throw a few in, but next week I also have a lot of new music to play, including new Amyl and the Sniffers. There's just so much new music out there. And of course, December's right around the corner, so a lot of the Radio Valencia DJs will probably be doing best of shows coming up. So do stick around for that. We really appreciate it. Thank you for sticking around. And yes, you'll be hearing from my lawyer as well, everybody. My lawyer knows my lawyer, and that lawyer will contact your lawyer. In the meantime, I'm going to leave it with a few songs. We probably have time for one more. Black Crowes put out Amorica that year. We're going to hear She Gave Good Sunflower. See you next week. Radio Valencia. If you please.